Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I have to tell you about this game-changing product I use before a night out with drinks. It is called ZBiotics. ZBiotics Pre-Alcohol Probiotic Drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that is to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break this product down. Just remember to make ZBiotics your first drink of the night. Drink responsibly, and you'll feel your best tomorrow. I was going to a fancy dinner. One of those ones where they pair wine with stuff, and I always feel left out. It's just, you know, it's like you're spending so much money in the first place, and you're like, well, you know, they did spend all this time to make the wine, like, a whole thing, and I'd like that. I'd like to try that. The vision of this artiste in the kitchen. However, I have some of this product for free. They sent it to us, so I tried it before this social outing, and I suffered not from my usual ill effects. I still think, though, I overpaid. Like, on the whole, it just is a lot of money for one meal, you know? That's all I'm saying. Vacations, weddings, birthdays, and reunions. Oh my, there's so much going on! Get the most out of your spring plans by stocking up on pre-alcohol now. Go to zbiotics.com/dungeons to get 15% off your first order when you use Dungeons at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/dungeons and use the code Dungeons at checkout for 50% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by ExpressVPN. So we know how ExpressVPN protects your privacy and security online, but here's something you might not know.
Okay.
You can use ExpressVPN to unlock movies and shows that are only available in other countries.
Oh, we're allowed to talk about that?
That's,
yes. That's all I use it for.
Yeah,
oh, that's legal?
Yeah. This,
yes. Matt always talks big game about the UK office.
I talk big game about it.
And why is the UK office better than the US office?
I mean, why? How is it not?
You had a really elegant, I thought, breakdown of exactly why you think it's better.
Well, for a VPN, I would say the reason that you should use this VPN to watch the UK office rather than logging onto whatever streaming platform has the dumb US office on it is that if you want a show that actually where a bunch of people actually act like they're on camera and have our real personalities instead of a bunch of like...
I just want you all to know that as Matt's saying all of this, I'm looking right at the camera. Like Jim from the American office being like, get a load of this guy, right?
Mm-hmm. If you haven't seen the UK office, go ahead, log into your VPN and go check it out. It's only 12 episodes plus a, you know, Christmas special.
ExpressVPN lets you control where you want sites to think you are located.
Ooh, that's Ooh. Fun.
So you can choose from over 100 different countries.
I only ever think of the scene in GoldenEye where they're trying to find Boris and like his little Boris. Things bouncing around all over the place and like the GoldenEye laser is going to get them. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah.
That's what a VPN is, in case you were wondering.
But you can't use it to cheat on your wife. Your wife will not think you're in a different location than you actually are.
Also,
so don't even try to do it for that.
Unless you're cheating on your wife with K-dramas. Use ExpressVPN to watch K-dramas off South Korean Netflix, or you could use Hulu, BBC iPlayer, anywhere you want it to be. You can be there. Hundreds of VPNs are out there, of course, but the reason we use ExpressVPN is because it's very fast. No buffering, no lag, you can stream in HD, no problem. Also works on all your devices, phones, media consoles, smart TVs, and more. So watch what you want on the go or on the big screen. So if you want to get access to hundreds of new shows, use our link right now, expressvpn.com/dungeonsanddaddies, and you get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN for free. That's expressvpn.com/dungeonsanddaddies. expressvpn.com/dungeonsanddaddies to learn more. Dungeons and Daddies is a rowdy, horny, violent podcast for grown-ups. Content warnings can be found in the episode description.
Welcome back to Awesome Lives Done Quick, the ultimate speedrunning challenge. I'm Billy Watson. I'm 7 years old, here with the play-by-play. Some huge moves today in the kindergarten classroom. Couple of big kids broke in and pulled the fire alarm, but instead of putting them in the timeout corner, Miss Nerfly let them cut the line to play the scary game that makes you old and promised to let them go if they can make $1 million faster than anybody else. Unfortunately, the first two kids simply could not get it done. Cool anime teen Taylor Swift Swift got soft locked in a time loop trying to get his mom to buy a lotto ticket, and his less cool friend Link invested all the money in crypto. In a fatal miscalculation, forgot that the balls go on the left when you're making a dick with a D. Can the girl big kid Terry Scary Marlowe get the job done and hopefully free us all from this waking Eldritch nightmare? Let's go now to the run in progress. Scary blows through the early childhood checkpoints clean, but then boom, she founds a faulty airbag and takes the HP hit. But it looks like it's all part of the strat, filing a lawsuit now, and clutches the verdict with $1 million settlement. Oh my! But the lawyer's taking 40%. She's back down to 600K. Marlo's in danger now. She's heading deep into mid-adolescence. This could be trouble, but what's this? She's using the settlement to hire pop legend Billie Eilish to produce a song. It's make or break. Let's hope the RNG goes her way. The single's out, going up the charts. Number 10, number 8, 4. Could it go all the way in time? It does. Scorpion Slut at the top of the charts. Scary is a millionaire at the age of 17. Wow, it's a new world record. What a run. The big kids are coming out of the scary game. Somebody get me a hall pass, because I just made a tinkle in my overalls.
Welcome to Dungeons and Daddies, not a BDSM podcast. This is the story of four teens searching for their lost dads in a world forever changed after that one time their granddads accidentally unleashed an eldritch god. My name is Freddie Wong. I play cool teen Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift is an anime-loving prepper teen, codename Ranger, and is destined for great things.
Can we just talk about the fact that you say that he's a cool teen?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Well, can but you everyone
just,
else
like,
also...
is that the sort of thing that, like, you can just sort of establish?
Yeah, of
like,
course.
I feel like coolness has to be earned.
I mean, the soccer team thinks he's the coolest
kid.
That's
true. It has been diegetically established.
Just don't worry. Don't worry. There's no other way to play Taylor Swift except as cool teen. Taylor's rad fact. Taylor's not into Disney movies, despite what his lineage may suggest. However...
Wait, are you saying in the future that they're not all Disney movies?
He's not into the normal Disney movies. He's only into the Disney anime remakes of all of their previous work, which happens in the future.
So we're saying that because, you guys did the whole thing where, like, basically it's like WALL-E is an anime now in the last episode.
Yeah.
So now
we're saying Disney went back to the archives, the catalogs. They moved Walt
Disney.
So the
same way they're doing all live action now.
Yeah, they did all anime later.
That they go back and do all, they would do the anime versions of their live action versions.
Yeah.
That's what they would do.
God.
They'd be like, we're doing the anime of Emma.
Cinderella.
A live action anime Lion King is like the worst thing.
Yeah, but guess what though? It's fucking bangs. It's fucking rad as shit, dude.
My name's Matthew Arnold, and I play Lincoln Lee Wilson, who, according to his two dads, is a cool teen. Thank you very much. He is a schooled at home soccer kid who, upon joining the organization of daddies, has been granted, I guess, the skills of a paladin. A little fact about Lincoln, his favorite class at his home school before he went to high school, his favorite class was a PE. Which is personal entertainment. It was just the time that he could do whatever he wanted because, like, his, you know, because Grant had to, like, do something else, do taxes, run errands, or do a thing. It was just like, it's PE time, go do whatever, which usually was just Lincoln playing soccer by himself.
So it turned out to be the other type of PE anyway.
Yeah, pretty much PE, but yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's it.
Fair enough. Hey everyone, I'm Will Campos. I play Normal Oak, a perky, chirky, I practiced this in the car, a perky, peppy, chipper, cheery, school spirit, mascot kid slash cleric, who is a self-appointed, self-described cool teen.
Will's eyes are bloodshot after
If you have a dash cam, go right now and take that card before it's over, because I want to hear you practicing that while you're driving.
Rad fact about Normal this week is that Normal fucking lives for two things. One, the rush of cheering on the team at the big game as Teeny the Teen, the mascot. Mm-hmm. Two, fucking bake sales, bro.
Ooh,
fucking lives for
sales.
Delicious food, fundraising for a school. What could be better?
Does he like running them or like buying
from them?
He likes
being part of it. Every year, the Oak family whips up a batch of Grandma Oak Garcia's famous vegan brownies. which Normal does not think tastes very good. So on the way to school, he ditches them and uses his saved up allowance to buy other brownies
so
from
he's
a
literally
non-
the toaster strudel kid.
He's the toaster strudel. Somewhere there's a locker full of stale old vegan brownies that probably taste great, but Normal's so psyched out. He's like, ooh, I got to be number one at the bake sale that he goes out and buys other brownies and still calls them vegan. Like he's rolling the dice now.
Sorry, this is going to be very embarrassing, but what is a bake sale?
Oh, a bake sale is when you fundraise for the school. By everyone gets together and sells
cookies
goods
and stuff.
Yeah,
you make your own stuff, you sell it, and then that money goes to like. Oh,
tell me
we
you
can
went
all
to
go
private
on a field
school
trip
without telling you you went to private school.
Yeah, I know.
So sorry. What is it when you fundraising? What is that?
Fundraising.
When you don't have the money for something that you want.
Wait, I don't understand. Why don't they just pull from the endowment?
Don't you have people to do that for him?
Oh, usually just one of the fathers comes by and sells some of his stocks and gives the money to the school.
And then we all.
Town is your
daddy.
Father in this moment.
Wait, so does everybody bake something?
I mean, whoever
Not
wants to participate.
But
yeah,
know.
But like people bring.
Normally just of the women.
Usually just all the students.
Hi, I'm Beth May, and I'm...
You okay,
Hi.
Beth?
Hi, yeah, I'm sorry. Matt keeps making eye contact with me, and I
can't... Oh, I can't have that!
I keep making eye contact with
She's
Matt.
She's afraid I'll tell
the
whole story.
Allowed to look at me.
And then I laugh. Okay, hi, I'm Beth May, and I play Scary Marlo. Goth... That's funny.
That's stupid
okay.
and funny.
Okay. A goth punk seeker of darkness who is not like the other warlocks.
Love
Fun
it.
Fact.
Love it.
Rad fact about Scary is that like 10-12% of the population, she is left-handed.
You're going with a left-handed character this season?
Yeah.
So she's statistically
well,
more likely
we
to die.
We know that warlocks and left-handed people have made pacts with evil teams.
Tracks.
Wait, Matt, you say they're statistically more likely to die?
Yeah, left-handed people are more statistically have a lower life expectancy.
Really? That doesn't mean they're more likely to die. Everyone is equally likely to die.
No. Every moment they are slightly more. I think Beth should get it.
So you're saying Beth is 10% more likely at this moment to just drop dead.
I mean, not 10%, probably like 0.0003.
I am a liability.
So what we'll do is at the beginning of every episode, Beth, only your character will have to roll a D100. Yes. And if you roll a 0-0, your character will die of something.
The worst.
I'm not joking. Yeah. It's 2D10.
Okay. Well, where's the D100?
Like you're in the middle of using something for right-hand people, like a pair of scissors or like, and we just got to see if you like stab yourself or something.
One, they have left-handed scissors. They're just super ineffectual for everybody. Like, all right. I'm going to roll a D100. I got 13.
Okay. Right. So you're alive for now.
Can we get something if she gets 100?
If she gets 100, she's immortal.
Hell yeah.
I'm Anthony Birch. I'm your dad.
Hey.
Boo.
It's Mr. Cotter.
We're teens. We don't like our dad. I mean, I like my dad.
You guys
dad,
weren't going nuts
like...
for my Mr. Cotter references there?
Just pushing through it.
My flawless John Travolta Mr. Cotter reference?
From Welcome Back Cotter?
From Welcome yep. Back Cotter. I've seen two episodes when I was in.
Wait, I want a rad fact from Anthony.
I just got to think about stuff for my childhood.
Who's your favorite Welcome Back Cotter character?
First crush. First teen crush.
My first teen crush?
Well, it's got to be Marcia Strassman as Julie Cotter on Welcome Back Cotter.
Jesus Christ. You just thank God you were looking at your monitor, because if you that had come off the dome, I was going to go over there and strangle you to death. I think when I was like in elementary school or whatever, whenever the Lost in Space movie came out, Lacey Chabert in the Lost in Space movie, she was like the little goth, like the youngest daughter.
Wait, shut the front door. Lacey Chabert is in Lost in Space.
Yeah, before she was Fetch, she was Lost in Space.
Damn, okay.
And before that, she was in A Party of Five.
And now she's in every Hallmark movie, and it's amazing.
Is she good for her? I was hoping something had happened with her. Something good.
Well, that's late.
She just disappeared. She's great, and she disappeared. She was so fucking funny
and
Mean Girls.
When the world needed her most, she vanished.
So, when we last left our group of intrepid teens, you had finished your first mission for Daddy's, the Department for the Analysis. You know what it is.
I actually don't. I was trying to explain it to a friend the other day. Now I have one less friend.
It's the Department for the Acquisition, Destruction, Deployment, and Investigation of Extra Normal Stuff.
Cool. Okay, now I get it.
You said finished, not beat or successfully
I would not say beat.
Won.
Well, I mean, the goal was go in there and handle the fact that kids were being aged into death.
Yes.
And you did do that part. True. The implicit other objective was safely either defeat or contain or bring back the doodler acolyte who was responsible. And you sort of did the opposite of that. You took
off.
That's
like an optional objective.
Yeah.
That was, you know, that's
sort of a side quest.
Normal's talking this one up as a C plus, which is
well,
a good
and then
grade
the tertiary unspoken objective was don't get any other innocent people
don't kill
killed.
Civilians.
And then you got two firemen and a paramedic killed.
Hey, Scary, can you give me a ride back to my house?
Yes.
Can we stop by like a Ralph's on the way?
No.
Okay, well, if you can't stop by a Ralph's, I guess I'll call them.
I could use a ride home too, Scary, if that's okay. Seems like a lot to explain to my mom not in person, but I do kind of want to check in on her.
And this is my car, so like if we could just drive to my house and then you find a way
really
home.
It's not really your car.
It's my family's car. It's part of my car. What do you mean?
Well, your dad's not dead, right?
Yeah,
so
but
it's not
my,
like you've inherited
it's my family's
it
car.
Yet.
This is a weird argument. It's my family's car. It's my car.
Can I roll to take care of the business of dropping everybody off and getting to the next day?
Yeah. Let's just say the next day
I'm
you're
gonna
go home
what
and
about
go
the
sleep.
Gremlin? Didn't we capture a little gremlin? Like, is supposed to go to daddy's with us?
Oh, you just leave him in the trunk.
No, I don't want to bring this home with me.
Well, just no, but just leave it in the car.
Well, then like let's get like a kennel for it. Pets.
Cyber pets.
Yes, cyberpets.org.
It's Neopets in the future.
Neopets, yeah.
They only sell things that can take care of NFT pets.
Damn it.
Cyber feed.
If I remember correctly, I'm pretty sure Normal has a ton of kennels in his house, so we could just... Because he has lots of
weird,
dogs, right? That's so weird.
I would be happy to take care of our gremlin friend. One of the core values of San Dimas High School is sharing and hospitality.
Okay, so we'll drop Normal off first,
okay,
and we can
cool.
drop off Taylor, and
at
then you can
Ralph's.
Drive me to my house, Scary, and then maybe Dad will drive you home.
I'm going to roll to do all of this.
Yeah, this feels like a car handling roll.
If you roll low, then we have to dramatize in each of these scenes.
That would truly,
dude, the stakes! The stakes!
Truly be devastating. I've never
now,
cared.
Now, wait a second. Is it a left-handed car?
In what universe?
It's called Japan, Beth! It's called fucking.
Ooh. Oh, thank Ooh, God. Beth. I got a 19. What?
Oh, nothing. You were just super racist.
You're the worst.
All right. So, with a 19, we speed past all of these scenes. You successfully contain the Tinker Gremlin inside of a locked kennel. And everybody goes home for the night.
Can I do a very brief scene with my mom?
Yeah, what happens to with our other parents?
Yeah, because like we do
I'm
like our
you do want to hang out with the moms. Okay.
I mean,
hold
I'm
on,
just
but,
curious.
But I want that time limit because this can obviously go on for way too long. So each of us gets 1 minute.
Can we roll for how many seconds of a scene we can get with our mom?
Everyone roll a D100, and that's how many seconds we will spend on your scene with your stupid parent.
Dude, we are fucking breaking new fucking ground.
You know, remember in Gilmore Girls at the beginning where...
This is why the dialogue is so fast on Gilmore Girls. Yeah. At the top of every episode, Amy Sherman-Palladino rolls a D100.
72.
Your 72 seconds starts in 3, 2, 1, mom.
Hey, mom, I'm home.
Just a second. Let me finish what I'm reading.
Okay, all good. Hey, hold on. I got you something.
I'm almost finished. Just give me a second.
All right. So I go and I take the cake that I bought from the Ralph's and I set it on the kitchen. And put a little candle on it, and I light it.
She goes, okay, that's one more liberal think piece right in the drain of my brain. Oh, what the cake? Oh.
Yeah, congratulations on your voice cake, Mom. I mean, I hate you for ruining my greatest, the greatest anime ever, but I thought I got you a cake. Congrats.
I'm going to choose not to hear the second half of what you just said. That's so sweet. Thank you so much. It actually
did you
went,
get your, did you get, how did it go?
It actually went really, really well. I think
Shit.
A lot of the nope, scene, we're ending scene, it there. That's right too good. There. That's too good. I don't care. Your 27 remaining seconds are being distributed across everyone else. All right, Matt, what did you get?
I got 44.
All right, so 44 plus 10, let's say. You get 10 of his 27 seconds. So 54, starting in 3, 2, 1, Dad.
I walk into the house, and what's Marco up to?
He's going, oh, hold on, I'm on the phone.
Okay, I just stand there, and my lip is quivering.
Oh.
And he goes, oh, and he hangs up immediately. Wait, hey, what's going on? What's going on, hon?
Dad, I'm scared.
Oh, my God. He pulls you into a hug, and he goes, hey, it's okay. It's
Dad,
okay.
Dad,
you have 33 seconds
gone,
to talk about it. It's okay.
I have a job now, and I killed 3 people.
Oh, sorry, what?
I killed 3 of the firefighters. I have their names. I need to write them letters. I'm just a kid. I don't know. This is what's who wears down.
I don't think, I'm sure you didn't kill. Why don't you take a deep breath, take your time, and spend the next 11 seconds telling me what's going on.
I just want to play FIFA.
Let's. You know what? Let's pay FIFA.
Aww.
He hugs you and he turns on FIFA.
Nice.
Zero. All right.
Dude, on the wire, bro.
All right. Will or Beth?
I got 33.
All right. So 33 plus 9, you get 42 seconds.
42 seconds.
All right.
Okay.
3, 2, 1. Mom.
Hey, Mom, it's normal. I'm home.
Just a second. I'm masturbating.
Mom, come on.
Sorry. Mommy's having her private alone time that will last. All right, what's going on?
Jesus Christ.
Mama,
she's
is it all
right? She's come downstairs.
Is it all right if
she came upstairs, too.
She what downstairs?
She comes, and then she comes downstairs.
Mom, is it all right if I have a new pet?
A new pet? Yeah, sure, let me see.
Yeah, sure, and I show her the gremlin in the kennel.
She goes, oh, what kind of dog is that?
What kind of dog are you? I ask the gremlin.
The sexy kind.
I close the door and say, he's not going to stay very long.
Done. All right, Beth.
I got 30 seconds.
All right, 3, 2, 1. Mom.
I'm home. I don't say that. Scary walks through the door.
Your mom is making dinner.
Scary sits down, invites her computer, and opens it, and types www.cryptolivejournaldreamwithbandwidthfanfiction.net.com.
You hear the sound of chopping stop, and she stops, and she goes, Scary, are you home?
Scary does not answer. New post. Today.
The next day is a Sunday. What do you want to do?
I text everybody on our group chat and I say, what's up, guys? That was a pretty freaky day. So I just wanted to check in, see how everyone was feeling. You know, now that we're all best friends and we all hang out together, I was thinking maybe we could do something today. Like we go to a movie or we go check in at daddy's. I really want to get this gremlin away from my mom. He's kind of freaking me out.
You get a notification that says Scary has left the group chat.
Lincoln does not answer.
Link left the group chat too.
Oh, dang.
I guess it's just us.
Yeah, man. Hey, do you like GIFs? And then I send you an anime GIF. I Google best anime GIF, and I send you the GIF that I find.
I send you back the eggplant coming emoji.
Oh,
they
cool.
Just by the way, in the
they
future,
combine they just combine them.
Here's what it is. You remember
it's
in old English?
Emoji
did
in
you know
future.
That in like old English, like TH was its own character, and then they eventually, right? It's just like that, where they're like, oh, we can just make this one character.
If you need to get rid of that little guy, well, I can help you out with that.
I mean, I feel like we don't need to
get rid of...
Can
you give me a ride, though?
Yeah, I'll bring my skateboard over. And I can't ride the skateboard. I don't know how to do it, but I'm hoping that you do. So I just walk over to your house with a skateboard and the gremlin. Do you know how to ride this? And can we take this together to daddy's to get rid of this gremlin? We should figure out, like, what to do with it. That's all I'm saying, right? Like, what's your deal, Mr. Gremlin? Like, do you know where our dads are?
What's your dad? I don't care about your dads. No. Also, let me go.
We will.
So I pull out my phone and I call an Uber. And as we get in, I talk to Normal.
So I was doing a lot of research on the forums and BBSs and Darknet forums
uh-huh.
and Twitter and Reddit. Yeah, there is a lot of weird stuff going on. There's a lot more UFO sightings and everything. And maybe we weren't being lied to.
That's exactly how I feel. And I'm going to roll. It's like when you're a kid and your friend's like, I'm into baseball. And you're like, I'm into baseball. And like, you're not, but you want to convince them that they are. So they'll be your friend.
I do
so
that as an adult.
Yeah. So I'm doing one of those. I'm like, yeah, totally. Like, I love BBSs and dark nets. It's my favorite kind of net.
What'd you roll?
I rolled a 6.
I narrow my eyes and I know. And I just fucking know.
Normal knows that you know. And Normal's like, just keep powering through.
Are you still in your mascot suit?
No, I don't take it. Whoa, no shit. Oh my God, I forgot the mascot suit. We gotta go back. Take the gremlin to daddy's, okay? And just keep him there. Just keep him safe. I gotta go. And then I grab my skateboard and I run out of the car.
And by the way, as we're in the car, I'm sitting there and the driver's looking at me. And does the driver say anything?
Driver says,
excuse me, sir. I've checked the box to say no conversation.
The driver closes his mouth and goes back to driving,
as
all Uber drivers should.
God.
Oh my God. Don't talk to me. I'm not having a good day. If I was having a good day, I wouldn't be in an Uber.
In case this matters for the next school day, I'd say all Sunday, what Lincoln did was he told Marco everything that happened, and then he wrote a confession letter and biked to the police station and told them everything that happened.
And they went, okay, and took your confession letter. And went, this is very cute. Those firefighters had an accident. They fell onto their axes. The idea that if you want to take credit it's kind of creepy. Like, please don't waste our time with this again. This is the nicest cop who's ever lived. But I'll take it from you. Hey, if it makes you happy, I'll take this from you. So Normal, you head home and to your horror, discover your mom is washing the mascot outfit. She's giving it a good scrub down. And she says, oh, it's gonna smell so much better. The vomit. I'm so sorry, honey. I if you want me to get you some Dramamine for school or whatever.
Oh, Mom!
I know you said I should never clean you or the outfit because of the school spirit it leaves on you. So I figured we could compromise and I would just clean the outfit and then you could say your natural self. So you're welcome. We found a happy medium.
Thanks, Mom. Hey.
Happy medium. That's what I should become a psychic and call myself the happy medium.
Anyway, that's pretty fun.
I thought so. Thank you.
Hey, Mom, what am I thinking right now?
How much you love me.
Oh, you're right.
You head to Daddy's alone then?
No, we're both in the Uber with...
Well, he ran out to go see
him. I was going to wait for him.
Oh, you're waiting for him. Okay, cool. Sorry.
Oh, you waited for me?
Yeah.
I come back out at like 7 p.m. because I told you to...
Oh, no!
I told you to go to Daddy's with the gremlin.
It's okay. I'm rich.
So I think after having a sort of probing conversation with his mom to figure out that she's very insistently believes that Lark and Sparrow are still on some magic business trip and like she can't be convinced otherwise, Norma looks out the window and sees the Uber and is like, Taylor?
I roll down the window and be like, hey, what's up?
Oh, did you go to Daddy's?
And then the goblin pops his head up.
Oh, okay.
Now we've been waiting the entire fucking time.
I'm sorry, man. Mom, I got a school project. I got to go.
Okay, honey. Have a good one.
Okay.
Have a normal one.
I'll knock before I come back
home.
Have a
normal one. That's a thing I can say to you. That's fun.
Yeah, that's something I love hearing.
Bye. Have a normal one. Okay, so the both of you head to Daddy's.
Only Normal and Taylor are there.
Yes, correctly.
We're not in this episode.
I mean, you chose to leave the group chats. I don't know what you're doing.
This is why you respond to your friends when they say they want to hang out.
I thought you were just going to say that it was closed.
I thought there was going to be a whole lot more no buts in this episode.
What work is open on Sunday?
Daddy's? Yeah. Well, hold on. Cops are. Any defense organization
Walmart
is
open.
But our dads came back.
That's true.
Our dads didn't work on Sunday.
Yeah, but they had like, all right.
Okay, whatever.
Oh, I guess it's closed.
Yeah, you block and it says, sorry, we're closed.
And my ID badge won't open the front door?
Well, yeah, it will, I guess.
Well, I open the front door with my fucking ID badge.
What do you do? Alone at work. The dream.
I really don't want to have to bring him back home. He's so weird around my mom.
Just hitting on her.
If I bring you back home, will you not be weird? Can you just chill for a second?
I don't want to go to your home.
All right, this is your new home now, loser.
All right. Well,
okay, that sounds fine to me.
All right, okay, mission accomplished.
I put the kennel down and I just kind of shove it deeper into the lobby and it like slides across the floor.
You open the kennel?
No. He's dangerous. I don't want to run around.
Yeah.
Let's go. We'll check
out.
We
just
got to
leave
you
here until what? Until when?
Anthony, this is the most teenager move you've ever seen. Do not get an RRP.
That's great.
I get a snack from the vending machine and shove it in there like with a little bottle of water. I'm like, okay, well, Aww. Someone will be by for you in the morning and then I'm sure they'll put you wherever they put the weird guys, but we got to go back home.
Yeah,
my mom
later.
Says I got to be home by 8:30, so yeah. See ya.
Do you know how long 7 hours feels when you're sitting next to an
close
anime fan?
The door. Go ahead,
yeah, we just sort
the
of
door.
Like walk away.
I had to hear so much about Naruto that I could not unhear. I'm going to fucking kill you if I ever get out of this thing. And then the door slams.
Hey, you want to go to Sonic?
Yeah, sounds great.
All right.
This scene is not continuing.
That's it. That's our end.
That's our end. We go to Sonic.
Okay.
Me and Normal go to Sonic, and our friendship bond grows.
Yeah, we get 2 points to our friendship bond.
Great. When you fuse personas of the Chariot Arcana, it'll be a slightly higher level.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Dungeons & Dice is brought to you this week by Rocket Money. It's time to take off into the stratosphere. That graph of your net worth is going to the moon, baby. Because you want the easiest way to do that? By canceling all the freaking subscriptions you forgot about. Or like ones that you paid for twice. Didn't even realize it.
Or the other two subscriptions you didn't even know were there.
That's right. Nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about. Before I started using Rocket Money, I was like, I got a lean subscription pack. I'm not overpaying for stuff. And I took one look and I was like, not only am I paying for Funimation doesn't even exist today. It's merging. So I'm like,
this is the second Rocket Money ad you've come at Funimation. Really upset about this.
I realize I'm playing for Xbox Live. I haven't even turned on my Xbox in like 3 years. Yeah. I was like, what am I even doing? I don't even know if you still need to pay for it. I don't even know how that works.
This is a subscription universe that we're living in between streaming service, fitness apps, delivery service. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on the ones I forget about.
I'm still paying the fee at the cemetery for dead relatives I don't even visit anymore.
Rocket Money, here's what Rocket Money is. There's a personal...
Dig them up, I don't care.
It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. You get all of your subscriptions in one place, and if you see something you don't want, Rocket Money can just help you cancel it with a few taps. And they'll even try to negotiate your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with the customer service. They'll call. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when you use all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/daddies. That's rocketmoney.com/daddies. rocketmoney.com/daddies. Dungeons and Daddies is brought to you this week by Pretty Litter. Springtime vibes are in the air. And when you bring in beautiful flowers that are blooming, like I have in my vase in the kitchen, I want to smell those flowers, not my cat poop.
You know what's in the air is springtime flowers and not dust from the litter.
Ooh. Yeah. Wow. Nothing beats Pretty Litter's ability to instantly trap odor. It's ultra-absorbent. It's lightweight, low dust. 1 6-pound bag works for up to a month. And the crystals, dog. The crystals change color, and they indicate early signs of potential illness in my gato, like urinary tract infections, kidney issues, a lot pissed stuff.
Yeah. I mean, that would make sense.
On brand. Who's the piss king of podcasts? Yeah. I want to advertise Pretty Litter on there.
And if that wasn't enough, Pretty Litter ships free right to my door. You never run out. And you know, the health monitoring is great. I can just go in, I take one look, and I'm like, you pissing good.
You good at pissing.
Pretty cats deserve pretty litter, and all cats are pretty.
So yeah,
all cats deserve pretty litter.
Pretty litter is amazing. You have to try it. Go to prettylitter.com.
You don't.
Daddies.
Your cat tries it.
You don't.
I mean, if you're curious.
Well, yeah, the plumbing's true. Out. If, you, if your toilet's broken.
Yeah.
Play on.
This isn't the 1950s. Whatever you want to do in your own home as a consenting adult, you're free to do.
You know, in the Kinsey reports, he said that actually a surprising number of adults pee in their kitty litter. Yeah,
yeah. Go to prettylitter.com/daddies to save 20% on your first order. That's prettylitter.com/daddies to save 20% on your first order. prettylitter.com/daddies. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
So the next day at school, what class are you all in together? Science? Literature?
Oh, we all have urology class together.
You're all in urology class together.
We did establish that the school has a robust
the ultimate
urology
elective of urology.
Wait, what's urology?
It's a study of
urine,
peepees and pee.
Penises, vaginas.
Okay, that's what I thought, but I was like, wait, what? That's not a class.
Mostly kidney function.
That was in the last episode.
I don't think that vajay falls under the urology
blame. Anthony,
urology is a part of healthcare that deals with the diseases of the male and female urinary tract. Kidneys, uterus, bladder,
wait,
and urethra.
Hold up.
I forgot vaginas aren't a pee thing. That's on me. I forgot that the vagina hole and the pee hole are two different holes.
Yes.
I've never pleased a woman in my life, and I don't plan on starting now.
With that, now we can finally continue.
So, Anthony, I believe the urology professor was about to give us an authentic lecture.
Yes, you were talking to us about nephrons.
All right. Urology teacher walks in front of the class. And he is the most tired-looking man you've ever seen in your entire life. He looks like he has never slept. He's not even familiar with the concept of sleep. And he goes, "Today, I'm going to talk, and I would like to talk without interruption."
Lincoln was late, and Lincoln comes running in, and he's brought his urine sample. He goes, "Sorry, teach. Here's my homework.
Roll dexterity. Roll dexterity. Or roll acrobatics."
You're not supposed to pee in pee class, you freakazoid.
I got a 5.
You fall onto your face and you spill a pee all over your shoes.
My homework.
That's two teachers you're pissed on now.
Teacher, I swear I did it.
What is it with you? Why do you keep pissing on all the teachers?
I don't get it. Detention immediately. You go to detention.
You hear the chant from the class as the nickname takes hold. Everyone goes, "Piss boy, piss boy, piss boy."
Go to detention, piss boy.
Wait, do I go to detention? Now I'm going to miss the class, though.
Yeah.
Can I learn about urology?
I'm
going to
miss having shoes that don't smell like a teen.
I'll let you copy off my notes later.
I'll go to detention too. Fuck.
If he goes, I'm Spartacus.
Oh, what? No,
if you go to detention,
here.
You won't learn about the prostate.
Can I go to the bathroom and wash up first before I go to detention?
Looks like you already went to the bathroom, champ.
This was last night. You all did the homework, right? Wait a second. I realize I look at one of the soccer players.
Yeah, you see 12, all 12 of them in your class. You hear 12 people, 12 shoulders going up and down. Nice piss work, piss boy.
Man. My dad helped me get all this stuff for
Why don't you shit your pants now? Go for some extra credit.
Okay. Hey, Link, just like being straight with you, like you looked a little dehydrated too.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, it shouldn't be so yellow. What the fuck, dude? Man, what are you drinking? Not water.
Okay.
No wonder you didn't make varsity.
Damn.
Link just puts his head down, picks up his empty piss cup, looks around for the cap on the floor, and then grabs it.
Leave the cup. You know what? No, get the cap. You should get I'm not going to pick up the cap. What am I doing?
I screw it on, and I just walk out.
Yeah, he just tells you to fucking go to detention. I don't give a shit. Go to detention. It's scary. If you want to go with him, go ahead, too. I don't care.
Yeah, I want to go. I don't want to be here.
You'll miss out on a lot of great information about the prostate.
I'm sure.
We'll see you guys later.
Once again, the party's going to remain split.
Yeah.
The other two aren't going to go in solidarity.
Well, but
wake me up when you're talking about pegging.
Maybe we should go check in on the gremlin and then go to Sonic's.
So you guys play hooky for a day, for a full day.
No. All right, Anthony, I'll do you a fucking solid. Like, Normal's fear of missing out goes fucking haywire at seeing his two new best friends, Link and Scary, walk off without it. It was like, oh man, they're going to have so much fun. Dude, we got to get into detention with them. We can do this later. And then I stand up and push my desk over. And I say, school's cool, but you don't rule. I can't.
Do you want to go to detention too?
Yeah,
you can just go. Just go. It's fine. Just go.
Okay. I leave.
I turn to the captain of the soccer team who's in class. Like, you got my notes, right?
What, about Naruto?
No. I mean, you're going to take my notes for me.
Oh, yeah, of course. Anything
right.
for you.
See you later, cucks.
No problem. Hey, see you, cuck. And you leave it, and the teacher sees you go and goes, God damn, that kid's so cool. If there's one kid who doesn't need to know about the prostate, it's that kid. That kid has a healthy relationship to his own body.
When they come out, I am at the water fountain. I'm just drowning myself in water because the dehydrated insults really, that's what really hit me.
Way to go, Link.
Oh, guys, go back to, no. Go
no, you're, them. We're a team now. And we look out for each other. And that means if one of us humiliates himself in class by pissing all over himself, then all of us.
I spilled pee that has already been pissed on myself.
Cold do you want to wear it? Do you want to wear the mascot outfit?
Absolutely not. That smells
you
way
like
worse.
That. So if you,
do you want to hear my latest lyrics?
Yeah, I'd rather do that than whatever Normal was going to say.
A Scary whips out this like journal that's like all like fucked up.
It's not like regular journals.
It's not like a regular journal. It's all fucked up. And it folds on the top because she's left-handed and doesn't want to smudge. It's not one of those fucking... It's
okay,
not,
we got it. We got
Angel
it.
D. Lewis method acting over here.
Yeah, fucking. Okay, anyways. And so she's like, the devil on my shoulder likes angel hair pasta. And I am a victim of rage. I haven't actually worked on the rest yet, but that's just like what
is that
I have.
Song?
Your badge is a vibrator.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Oh, jeez.
When you take your badge and look at it after it starts vibrating, you see a holographic display of Agent Mayhale's face. And she goes,
hey, where are you guys? Where
we're
are
in
you?
We're school.
Oh, fuck. You're teens. Shit. No, I thought you were going to come in and
that's
work
how
every,
I feel
day.
Every day.
Well, I mean, we're like in detention, so like we could come
no,
in, I guess.
I'm in detention.
Yeah.
We're and, all in detention.
I don't. It doesn't matter to me. You need to be like here. Like, what if something happens and we haven't debriefed after your last mission and there's somebody left, like a sentient booger in the fucking lobby?
Oh, yeah.
I gotta
that's,
deal with that thing now.
Did you get him? Yeah, we left him.
Yeah, I got him. I put him into the dungeon, I guess. Like, I locked him up, but like, let me know if that. Like, he could have gotten out.
We don't have your number.
Yeah.
You know what? That's on me.
All right.
That's on me. Here's my. Everybody take my number down.
And she gives you her number.
Do not text me after 7 p.m.
She's already been added to the group chat. I send her a gif of a minion waving hello, and it says, bellow.
This is May Hales has left the group chat.
Yeah, are you guys coming in or what? Like, I got payment from your last job.
Whoa, cash.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah, we got Daddy Warbucks for waiting for you.
We can't just leave school, though. Like,
yeah,
we can.
Have you never skipped school before?
Right, what a pussy, right?
Well, it's Link's first year.
Yeah, I mean,
Link, this is what's called.
I lived at school.
Ditching.
Yeah.
Do you ever ditch at home?
Sometimes like the three of us will just like go out and like do something fun instead of like if I'm bored at math or something.
Well, this is
like,
just like that, but we're like your dads.
And we're also like,
you're nothing
like saving the world and like looking at cool stuff that the world doesn't want you to see.
Okay, well, Hale.
Call me May.
Quick question. Well, not question. So I guess I'll just tell all of you because we're in this together. But like, I went to the cops and I told them everything.
What?
Well, yeah, of course. That's what you do. What are you guys talking about?
That's not what you do. What are you, a fucking narc?
You don't tell the cops anything.
I didn't narc on anybody. I narc on myself. I'm the one that killed them and I told them all that.
Dude, you didn't kill those guys.
Okay, but the point is, they didn't understand or believe anything and neither did my dad. Did you guys try telling anybody anything?
Yeah, I did kind of narc to my mom about it and the same thing happened. She kind of just thought I was playing pretend.
Maybe next time you don't.
it on my public live journal.
Let's not forget that Taylor added 4 seconds of the interior of our dungeon to the social media feeds of every single human being on the planet. But thankfully, that also got ignored because who gives a shit about 4 blurry seconds?
That's right. We're dealing with stuff that people don't want to think about. So it's like no big deal because like we're underground, you know? Like these are the things that people won't wake up to. But we're already awake.
Yeah.
Wide awake.
In a sense, they won't listen to it. But also, maybe we don't want to go courting danger by literally going to the cops and confessing to the deaths of 3 people. So maybe keep it a little more chill in future.
Look, Link, we got to get our dads back, right?
Yeah, of course.
Are we going to be able to get our dads back in urology class? Probably not. Oh, so any opportunity we can take to go do daddy stuff, we should go do it.
Okay, I was the one who left urology class first.
You're right. Man, jeez. That was so cool, Link.
Thanks. It wasn't.
Upon hearing Scary say that, Normal writes down in his journal, piss equals cool, question mark.
As you walk out of the school, you walk past a poster that reads, welcome back to school dance this Friday.
Does the poster say it like that?
Yeah, it's got that kind of font to it.
Little jaunty.
Oh, are you guys going to go? I love dancing. Do you guys dance?
Yeah. No.
I mean, yeah, my best moves come out, though, when I'm in character.
I have internalized a number of opening theme song anime dances.
By the way, as I walk past the office, I have written and I folded up a note and I left a note explaining to the principal that if I'm lost, you can call my dad, Marco. I am ditching school with my 3 friends. Scary, Normal, and Taylor. And I've also written their parents' phone numbers.
God.
Oh,
this is the friend
God.
We always nobody is worried and wondering where I've gone.
That's fucking funny. When you show up at Daddy's HQ, Agent Hales is there. Oh, okay. Hey, you finally showed up. So anyway, I went and talked to Nick Jr., the big face wall. He gave me $20 and then took $5 of the bucks back because you killed 3 people.
That's weird. He didn't just give you 15. He gave you 20 and then took it back.
No, he wanted me to understand fully that there are consequences to what you do and that those human lives were worth 1.15 each.
Face. He doesn't have limbs.
He has a big tongue.
Who?
Nick, the big face wall.
But you were calling it the Nick Jr. wall.
Like
which
face
is
from Nick Jr.
Yes,
yeah.
But it was like complicated because we've already got Nick Jr.'s.
No, it's also his face.
Jesus.
In order to keep the rat Nick Jr. alive, they transformed his face into a wall, and now he lives forever and vomits money.
Okay, I like
this
that.
This is world building. So I've handed Beth your 15 daddy war bucks. And so she goes, yeah, so I don't know if you wanted to head down just before you head out to your next mission or whatever that is. There's a fair amount of stuff that you can buy now. Gold keys, silver keys, healing potions.
Okay. What did you do with the little booger guy? What'd you do with him?
Oh, I locked him in one of the dungeon rooms.
Okay.
How do we find our dads, lady? Yeah.
Okay, so you did ask me. You asked me to do some research on your dads.
Yeah, what did you find?
Okay, first thing I did was I looked up whatever they had on the Obsidian Door and Code Purple. Unfortunately, both of them were very, very heavily redacted. Obsidian Door mentioned a very powerful weapon. And yes, you're raising your hand, Link.
I'm sorry, what does redacted mean?
Redacted means they censored it for the protection of whoever wrote it in the first place, basically to cover their own butts or to protect us from the information. It might also be a MIMA virus.
Oh.
That could hurt you if you actually read the thing.
A MIMA virus?
A MIMA virus.
A MIMA virus.
A meme virus.
A meme virus. What is that? You can't just say words.
If I don't, if I tell you a thing and that the knowledge of that does something to you, that's a meme virus.
Oh, it's like the game. Oh, shit, I just lost the game.
Yeah, I just lost the game.
I wish it were more dissimilar from the game, but that is an extremely accurate.
Ah, shit, I just lost the game again.
Hale says, so as far as I can tell, your parents were going on a quest to do something to isolate the Doodler once and for all. They seemed to feel like they couldn't ever really truly defeat the Doodler, but they thought maybe they could at least try to isolate it.
Oh, that's what you do when you got like the best striker on a team. Like you can't take out striker on one-on-one. So like you got to isolate them. Like you get like your 3 defenders and you do like a 4-4-2 or, you know.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. Sure.
That's for sure.
That's
yeah. A 4-4-2. Yeah, definitely. That's my favorite
plan.
Soccer thing.
Yeah.
I also saw it was just like a random note that Terry had written to himself. It was a question. I don't understand what the answer is, but what do you do when your arm itches? I don't know.
You scratch it, right?
I don't know. I just found that. I thought it was worth pointing out. Obviously, that's not a lot of really good information, but we actually have a pretty good source of information. There's a whale on the floor beneath.
Yeah, we know. We yelled about it.
Is there anything for us to do if we don't have a mission?
I mean, yeah, there's buying and prepping stuff.
Oh, it's just you pulled us out of school. Like,
look,
like I got really nervous. I thought I was like, oh, God, like more kindergartners or something.
With the exception of urology class, there's almost nothing in school that you're going to learn that's going to be of actual.
You pulled us out of urology class.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, let me Google some stuff about the prostate while you go down and talk to the whale.
At some point, we're going to have to file paperwork so she can be like a studio teacher for us when we're out of class.
Sure.
Let's go ask the whale. Like what we can do about our dads.
A door opens into a room the size of an airplane hangar. Inside, a large blue creature floats within the saltwater tank with thousands of pumps, electrodes, air filters, and other technology attached to it. At the front of the tank is a small electronic slot with the words One Warbuck printed next to it and a sealed envelope.
Okay, so yeah, okay, let's go for the envelope.
So the envelope reads, in all caps, a personal appeal from James. Hello. I'm the whale, sleeping or dying or dead in the tank in front of you. You may call me James. I'm a font of wisdom. I know many, many things across many, many years. I am, in many ways, a living encyclopedia. However, my tank requires money to keep me alive. Though I give out information freely to any of those who seek it, I require donations to keep the tank in working condition. Please consider a generous donation to me, Jimmy Whale.
Holy shit. Man, it looks like this whale has all of this wisdom and stuff like that. And, like, I guess we have a lot of wisdom, too. And it's great that, like, the whale is just here to, like, listen to us.
I just don't feel like donating.
What?
Well, because I get it. Underwater. Water on all sides and stuff like that. And you're just here for this thing called life. And I think the whale gets it. And I want him to know that. But I don't want to pay to learn anything.
I mean, I'm not as smart as you. So, like, I don't get what you're saying. But, like, Taylor, can we spend the dollar to ask?
Taylor, watch out. Link's going to try to take your dollar and give it to the whale. When the whale's probably already getting money from, like, 2% of the readers.
Hey, Taylor, can we just put the dollar in and just ask where our dads are?
No.
What? Why?
I don't want to spend money and give it to the whale.
It's not even real money. What are you spending it on?
That's
it's Warbucks.
Point.
Tell you what, you can ask it whatever you want. Right? You got weapons plans. You got ninja it's stuff. I don't know.
Idea.
Anime. Whatever you wanted to ask it. Put a dollar in there.
It's
going to
turn
it
into debate me coward in a second.
Do you want to ask a question?
He just gave you a fucking improv grand slam. Are you just going to leave it there?
Yeah. Yeah, I will ask you the question.
Okay, are you slipping in?
Yeah, I'm gonna like go and like, you know, get the dollar all nice and flat and I'll put it in the receptacle.
Where's our dads?
Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute. I had an anime question that demands to be asked.
You're not the boss. Gary's the boss. Scott, where's our dads?
Also, I like the idea that the dog goes in and just like a little mechanical device just goes and just tips in a bunch of krill into the...
No, I like that the dollar bill just sits in the water. Like,
the dollar bill just goes into the water. Goes inside and you see little scrubby machines start scrubbing the sides and some krill gets dispensed and then the dollar bill goes to the bottom.
Then a cattle prod tases the
and it goes to the whale. Oh, and you see the whale's eye open and it goes...
Where are your fathers?
We don't have all day, James.
Answer, descend and find out.
Man, these things are always such rip-offs.
Sorry, that was a waste of a dollar, guys. That was my fault.
All right, yeah, let's
go. No, like literally, not metaphorically, descend. As deep as one can go.
Well, it's
like into our feelings.
Okay, so we
literally. I mean, maybe, yeah.
Okay, so
we just
go down to the bottom of all this right, well, and our dads are there?
Cool.
Why didn't Ms. Hale tell us that from the beginning?
How much money do we have left? How much money do we spend on the whale?
We have $14. So give me one.
We could get some more answers out of this guy.
Well, why don't we just go to the... I mean, I guess we could clarify.
Let's do things one at a time.
I put another dollar in.
So what? Hey!
Descend where?
Yeah. Yeah, that was my good question.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
The bottom of the dungeon.
Okay.
I put another dollar in.
What? Hey, stop it!
Wait, who has the money? Who's holding the money? You're going to have to, like, make checks to...
I think we split it up.
Yeah, did we all split our money?
Okay, sure. So $15, so there's four of you. How does that go? Each of you gets three?
Three, and then
let's be real, Lincoln gets one less than everybody else.
Everybody gets four, and then Lincoln gets three.
All right, so you have $4. You've spent two now.
Do you call this, like, this dungeon? Like, not like another dungeon. Like, the one that we're in here.
Yes, this dungeon.
So we just go to the bottom, and our dads are there. Is that another dollar you need?
I mean, no. It's going to be part of the same thing. But okay. No, your dads aren't there, literally, like, right there. I said go there to find your dads.
Yeah, it'd be like if you did something cheesy, like, touch your, like, heart or your chest and it's like your dad's there because like yeah technically maybe true if you're a baby but like not actually true.
Okay, well yeah,
I feed the whale one of my dollars.
Okay,
God.
Just real quick, Mr. Whale, what do you know about urology?
First thing I know is that the vagina is not related to your I being wise beyond my years know to a certainty that the vagina is not for
that. Took that blue whale 180 years to realize that.
That's all he knows.
No, I know a lot of other stuff. What do you want to know about urology? Like, ask me literally anything about urology.
Well, actually, could you just like print all of that up and then like turn it in for us?
Yeah, pretty much.
Where does the pee, like how does pee start?
Well, pee's in the balls.
He's not. He is not in the balls.
What?
Look, guys, I'm being serious. We're skipping this class. We're going to have a test on this. So, like, let me ask this question.
When you take in water, water is taken from the water that you drink or the water that you absorb from your skin or whatever. It goes to your bladder. The bladder walls contract and the sphincter relaxes. Okay, this process is called micturition. It's excreting urine from the urinary bladder.
Okay, but poo, I get poo because it's like it's all.
We're not talking about poo. We're talking about urination.
It's all the food. Hey,
you have to give me another dog. You want to talk about poo?
My question is, can you fucking chill a little bit? Like, we're just kids. We're curious about the world.
All the food gets gross and smushed up, and stuff's taken away.
So another dollar.
Is what's left is poo, but pee, something's added to it because I drink water, and then now there's pee. So like, where what from my body went into the pee?
Uric acid.
Oh, okay. Where's that from? This is gonna be on a test. No, you guys are right. We just print this up. Can you print this up for us?
If we could just, thanks.
Fine.
So this whale goes, and then it excretes 15 Wikipedia pages about
He just
urology.
Excretes our textbook. We already have
the same one you have.
But it just like has our names on different pages.
Inexplicably, it's already been checked out like three times. There's graffiti on the inside.
They're still
It does, to be fair, have highlights in it, but it's the really bad highlighting where the entire chapter is highlighted.
Yes. Oh my God.
So you spent like a lot of money on a joke. I think you just spent five of your $15.
Okay. Let's just go to the bottom of the
dungeon. Let's go to the dungeon.
Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by Blue Nile. There's many reasons to gift jewelry to a loved one.
Name one.
Apologies.
Apologies. Okay. What else? What else?
Did I say that too quickly? Was that too quick?
Bribery. 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 But here's what it comes down to. What's more exciting than seeing the look on their face when you pull out that little...
Let me finish the sentence.
That unmistakable little box.
Close one. Close one. Here's the jewelry.
If you're buying jewelry, there's no better place to do it than BlueNile.com.
This is our almost bracelet when we almost got pregnant. Here you go.
Blue Nile offers thousands of independently graded diamonds and fine jewelry at prices significantly below a traditional retailer. When you're looking to give the best gift of all time, Blue Nile is the place to go with some of the highest quality standards in the industry. They also offer peace of mind with every purchase, 30-day returns, and a diamond price match guarantee. They also have experts on hand day and night via phone or chat.
Experts on hand, like, can't you get pregnant the first time? How many days after a period? Is it okay?
Free diamonds can still get you pregnant.
Can you still get if you pregnant?
These are all great questions that you should ask.
Yeah, please ask.
Day or night. Matt, tell me about your experience with jewelry.
Well, what's crazy is just last week, me and Anthony got a cup of coffee like we always do. We just like to talk at post-shop, post-talk, little talk shop. And I was like,
yes, that's what we do.
And I was like, Anthony, you know what I was thinking about today? And he's like, how great of a service Blue Nile is. I was like, yes. Why don't you tell me the latest jewelry you just got?
I got a diamond ring for my beautiful spouse from Blue Nile, and it was good diamond.
Good diamond.
It was good diamond. They graded it good. I called them up, and I said,
is this good?
Like,
you know that good
and
is probably...
We did not invite you. I called you right before we went out. Mm-hmm. I said, hey, me and Anthony are getting a cup of coffee, talk shop like we always do.
The diamond dogs.
Will, you said you couldn't come to our coffee because you were on Blue Nile ordering a beautiful... What were you ordering?
That's right. Yeah, what were you ordering, shopping on BlueNile.com. I got a lot of great jewelry, and more importantly, a great deal on that jewelry.
There you go.
Which is just as valuable.
Even more so.
Go to BlueNile.com to find the perfect piece today. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com. Dungeons & Dice is brought to you this week by MeUndies. Yarr!
They're driving me nuts.
We steal your booty. We're pirates.
Hey, speaking of things coming out of our pants, MeUndies is finally unveiling the contoured pouch and ball caddy, a micromodal sling that keeps things separated and lifted.
And equal.
Finally.
I hate it when my testicles merge into one.
Listen, it just makes sense. We need a compartment for the dangly bits. The fact that on an engineering standpoint, MeUndies was brave enough. Yeah, I'll say it.
Brave
enough to sew in a big old pouch to keep things
Imagine if the only bras that were around were sports bras. No, that's what boxers are.
That's what boxers
but
are.
But finally, they've given us
Beth.
I have issues with this.
But finally, we got underwear that just holds them in its own little compartment.
Beth, would you like to lodge a complaint?
If we only wore sports bras, that would actually be incredible, I think. You know, I would much rather wear a sports bra than a regular bra. But maybe I'm completely
wrong. I have no opinion on the bras.
He's going to develop a ball caddy with an underwire. That's what I want to know.
MeUndies.
That's haunting.
Well, listen, you don't have to. By the way, MeUndies, listen, they got the all-black classics, fun, expressive prints.
MeUndies, you don't have to wear them.
Sizes, XS, extra small to 4XL, flattering cuts for everybody. But they also do, speaking of butts, versatile loungewear. They got lounge collection. They got joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. I got a little like a bedroom
hoodie is like underwear for your head.
Yes. MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, comfy, and it's ideal for all day wear. They use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on them. Good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/dungeons. That's MeUndies.com/dungeons for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, so once you get to the bottom of this dungeon, it takes a while. It takes a good 30, 40 minutes to just walk down this big spiral staircase. And at the very bottom, you find a large purple door. And this purple door, kind of like the obsidian door, is locked with four very big locks.
Fucking too many keys. Okay, four keys.
These are special keys, though.
Well, I thought the other ones were special keys.
These are also... Okay, you know what? They're not locks. They're not locks.
What are they?
There's four, like, puzzle locks.
No.
You're in charge. No. It's your world.
It's a big purple door, and there are outlines of them that look like your bodies. There are four outlines in the door that look like your bodies.
All right, let's go.
Whoa.
It's made for me.
Go. Is this ringing any alarm bells for Taylor, who one would assume is familiar with the works of Junji Ito?
Yay, this is some Junji Ito shit. I am strangely compelled to put my body in.
Have you been down here before?
I have. I wondered what those outlines were, and now that I'm sort of
clearly children,
and
they weird you out.
I mean, yeah, it's a little bit weird, but like I was like, oh, maybe that's something that they did when they were younger or whatever. But now that I'm looking at your silhouettes and those silhouettes, like it's like you're the same,
like those clay where like kids do like their finger, their handprints are like,
yeah, I thought maybe like, hey, this is commemorate this time we built this
question,
door.
Question. Is it like a hole like Junji Ito style? Like it's a hole that goes into the wall.
No, it's a recession.
So it's like a hole. Like if I had some wet cement and I smushed my face in it and I pulled my face.
It's exactly that. Yes.
I experimentally like poke Taylor to like back up into the recession of the wall.
Yeah. As I'm talking, I back up into it.
Okay. So it fits you perfectly. Just like Onagara Fault, it was made for you.
Scary hops into hers too.
Okay. Yours fits perfectly
as
well.
Does anything happen when they do that?
You feel a tingle around your body.
Oh, it's like a massage recession.
Man, nothing hit harder than the massage recession in 2010.
It's what massage inflation naturally lends itself to. And then you feel a thump from behind you that pushes you out of the recession and out of the hole entirely.
Ah, quantitative easing from the Fed.
Oh, jeez.
And then the door goes incomplete.
Incomplete.
Well, hey, I think we all have to go in at the same time.
I grab Link.
I'm going to go in.
Okay, cool.
All right, ready on three. One.
So Normal is frozen. Normal realizes he's not going to fit in this thing in the mascot outfit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, boy. Do you guys want to try it? All right. And I try to just stuff my body into the hole.
The door goes, Normal, take off the mascot.
All right. Okay, guys, turn around.
Okay.
And Normal takes off the mascot outfit.
Also, surprise, surprise, Miss Hayes is actually a teacher from Chaparral, and she grabs
the long con and runs.
the long con, baby.
She goes, Chaparral Vikings forever, and she grabs it, and she fucking bolts.
Normal climbs out of it. He's wearing just like basketball shorts underneath and no shirt. And he's just very self-conscious and feeling very gross and exposed right now. Okay. All right. Everyone just keep your eyes closed the entire time we're doing this, but until I can get back into the outfit. And then I back into the thing.
Okay.
Wish we could keep our noses and mouths closed too.
Why?
Because you stink, Norm.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I appreciate that. I mean, no.
All right, guys, let's go.
You all fit yourselves into these recesses, and you feel that tingle again, and the voice says, complete.
Ooh, lower, lower.
Jesus. I thought the exact same thing. Nice.
And then it says, checking, checking. Insufficient daddy magic. Boink, and you all get boink ejected from the recesses.
What the frick?
What
this
was
is
what?
Like in Spyro where you go to get off the world and then like Marcos the balloon driver is like, you need more diamonds. And I'm like, fuck you, bro.
A little bit of Beth leaking out in that one, I found.
A little bit, yeah.
Agent Hales goes, oh, okay, so you need more daddy magic, I guess.
Okay,
so,
well, great.
Yeah. What was that? How do we get
I
that?
We had
it.
Thought,
like a father, a kid?
Yeah, I thought that's why we're here, because we have it, and now we don't have enough
of
it. I
open up the urology textbook. I'm like, daddy magic.
Okay, yeah, how do we get more?
Well, it says here daddy magic is spermatozoa. That's what creates life, and, you know, that's what people with sperms have, so maybe we got to get sperm? What do we do?
You don't need to get sperm.
Yeah, I highly, highly doubt that that's what you need.
I think maybe by finding artifacts that belonged to your dads initially, you could, like, do some sort of ritual and get some of their magic, and it might enhance you in some way.
Okay, I instantly pull out the wallet that Grant gave me on my 14th birthday. I pull out the pen that has a picture of our family wrapped around it, the novelty pen. I pull out all the incredible stuff that I have from my dad's, and I just start rubbing it on my face. I'm like, does this do it? Is this, like, what's there? Do I have more now?
Scary just starts thinking about all the stuff that Terry Jr. has given her that she threw away.
Oh, no.
I don't think it's stuff that they necessarily would have given you. I think it might be stuff that they, like, specifically hid away as a sort of reserve of daddy magic, or as a sort of way of keeping it all safe. Like, I didn't know all of them, but your dad's had different safe houses and dead drops and places where they put things that mattered to them. So it could just be a matter of finding those.
Did my dad have those too?
Oh yeah, what's the, why is he in the wall?
Agent Hale says, actually, do you want me to maybe look into your, what's going on with your dad? I can look into that while you're on your next mission or whatever.
I'll give you my 23andMe login. It said that I had partial non-human DNA.
Okay, that actually sounds insane, but also plausible. So yes, I will take
that. Yeah, like, why
you.
Would they even test for it, right? Anyway, just take the login.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
What's the login?
It's my email.
Which is?
NicoMaster69 at...
Yahooligans.
At yahooligans.com. At yahooligans.com. NicoMaster69 at yahooligans.com.
What's Nico?
Nico. N-E-K-O. Like cat.
Oh. What's your password?
The entirety of the Neon Genesis Evangelion script typed out in Leet Speak. I use a password manager.
Okay. That means by the end of the next mission, she'll just finish typing in that password.
All right, May, like, shoot straight with me. Like, what's the fastest way to the darkness?
Fastest way to darkness? I don't know. Look, I went through a phase not dissimilar.
This isn't a phase!
Okay, never mind then. Never mind. You're right. You're right. Your badges all...
Like clockwork.
Vibrate and alert. And the alert, actually, it's happening at your school. It's happening at San Dimas High. You hear a voice say, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
They're in math class.
You hear a male voice breathing heavily.
Say no more. We need weapons.
Okay, so if you want to go to the vending machine and spend some of your war bucks to get some stuff, I will remind you that silver keys are 3. Silver keys will get you something strategic. Brass keys are 2. They'll get you something weird, like the things that you've used so far. And then gold keys are 5, and those will get you probably a weapon.
We should probably strap up.
Okay.
That's what Uncle Ark is always saying, is that you got to go in ready for anything. So, we probably want something that's not going to get us in trouble if we have it at school, because we get kicked out on the way in. We're not going to be able to do what we got to do.
I don't want
to
touch.
I'm going to shoot straight with you. I don't know why I keep saying shoot straight. Maybe it's like my inclination to get a weapon, but here's the thing.
I think your dad always said that, right?
Yeah. Every time I met Terry Jr., he says shoot straight. I think he's rubbing off on you.
He always called
me
a straight shooter.
Yeah.
Scary throws up. Scary finds the mascot head and throws up.
Oh, that's fine.
Well, I don't want a weapon, so Scary's got a weapon, and then I guess...
You guys take the weapon. I already got a fun thing, and I've got my school spirit to protect me, so...
All right, tell her you get a weapon.
Cool. Then. I put $10 in the vending machine, and I get 2 gold.
So with the 10, you get 2 golden keys, and if you go downstairs, you immediately find a fair number of doors that have gold keys behind them. So the first door that you open... I'm going to roll to see what is inside. Inside, you see a room that is entirely empty, except for who opened the door? Who wants
to
draw?
I did.
All right, except for the item that Beth is about to draw.
Ooh.
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 Beth is
pulling an orange card.
What did you get?
Oh my god. Okay. Okay. Wait. What? Okay. Okay. The Kellogg knife. There's like a gap between the K and the a 1d4 blade that gets 1d4 more damaging every week / episode you don't masturbate.
As now, a character?
Hold on. Yeah, like,
it says right there it's a wisdom saving throw every episode.
So which one of us should take that?
Well, I mean, I don't, so I guess I'll take it.
It might be too, yeah, it might be too powerful if I take it, you know? Because I, yeah.
Listen, I'm going to take the knife,
okay.
And I'm like cool enough that even if it doesn't get more damaging, I will still be powerful.
Yeah, don't, yeah. It's scary. Don't worry.
I'm uncomfortable talking about this. Let's move on.
Agent Hale says, like, she's a girl and we don't have sexual desires. No, she's definitely going to keep
it. I'm not going to look when you use the knife, so I'm not going to know how powerful it was. Don't worry. I'm. So we're all good to still...
hypothetically, though, I'm just floating this... Is there, like, the opposite of that knife? Because I think that would do something.
So you have one more key. I'm going to roll for... assuming you're going to use it. Okay, wow, you got lucky. So you opened another golden locked door, and again, there is nothing inside. There's the corpse of an orc that had...
died masturbating.
This guy had the inverse knife.
Damn.
He's an orc on pile of tissues.
He's holding a broken knife that does a D1000 damage.
Don't worry, guys. I'll take care of this. I take the body and I similarly chuck it off of the edge of the...
All right. Who opens the door? Who wants to pick the next weapon?
No, I don't. I've told you. I don't want to touch weapons.
I take this one too and I'll figure it out.
Okay, cool.
You
figure it out. I don't want to touch any weapons.
It says Wand of Wonder, parentheses, Google it.
This is a proper D&D item. It's a very random. It's a la the bag of beans. This is
what's Google precious?
Sorry, Bezos it.
Oh, so it's a wand that has a bunch of fun effects that you roll the dice and it does those effects.
Exactly.
That's so cool.
Just to throw some at you, you can cast darkness. An object of the DM's choice disappears into the ethereal plane. Oh no, this bird is like a cheer baton. Dude, I'm super good with these. Okay. And I grab it.
Oh wait, okay. So I hand it to Normal, but I'm going to roll sleight of hand to see if I can actually give him the masturbation knife.
Yeah, go for it. And then roll opposed perception.
And the moment he gets the knife,
okay. It binds to you. Yeah,
it says out loud the last time you masturbated.
I got a 15.
I got a 21. So nice try.
Almost got me. All right, here's the Wand of Wonder.
Beth, you so had the opportunity there to just give me the masturbation.
No, that would have been the perfect. It was just.
What a fuck up. The badges around your necks are vibrating, telling you to go back to school, that there is something going on. There's an incursion. And you've got two new weapons, one of which only does 1d4 right now.
I'm going to text my mom and say, Mom, can you bring my sword cane to school? I forgot. I need it for class.
So she responds, absolutely not. For the last time, please stop asking me. You will go to jail.
I need to swing back home because I need to pick up my weapon.
Oh, yeah, the van's at my house, too. That's where I last was.
Ah, shit. All right. Well, we'll go to Taylor's house to pick up a sword cane. Then we'll go home. We'll get the van. We'll go back to school.
Okay.
Can I roll stealth to steal my sword cane?
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Your mom's probably at work.
Oh, yeah, she isn't.
Your mom's an actor
she
and
works
a voice
from
actor,
home.
Which means that she either works from home or goes in for an
hour. She
and
could
the
be
back.
In the booth right now.
Yeah, she's in the booth. 18 plus 3, 21 on stealth.
Ooh, yeah, she's definitely in the booth. She's in the booth doing combat noises. So, yeah, you successfully slink in, get the cane sword, and slink out.
Hell yeah.
So at school, it's lunchtime.
Oh, what was for lunch today?
To look on Andy's face right now.
Chicken sandwiches.
I peer,
oh, man.
As we enter the school, I peer over to see if anybody took my note or if it's still there.
Oh, the note about how we
like,
get
I put
school.
It on the counter. Like, you know, there's like the schools have like the front counter.
Oh,
so like, I left
office?
It there.
Yeah, the office.
Yeah, so I left it there.
Yes.
Did anybody take it?
Yes, it has been taken.
Okay. If nobody took it, I was going to take it back. So they didn't know I left school.
No, it's definitely been taken. Actually, everybody roll stealth to see if a teacher sees you or not.
17 plus 3, 20.
17 plus 3, 20 also.
Jesus Christ.
I got a 2.
I got a 16.
Okay, well, half of you passed. More than half of you passed. So you successfully managed it. You see the grim-faced vice principal wandering
What's
around.
What's the vice principal's name?
The vice principal's
this
name.
This is important because he's my arch enemy.
Oh, okay. Vice principal's name? You don't know his real name. You just know that everyone calls him Pepperoni Tony.
Pepperoni Tony. Good. I hate that guy.
That is from Lauren Gold. Thank you, Lauren.
I know his name because it may not be clear, but all of Lincoln's friends are all over the age of 40 because he hangs out with his dad's friends. And I feel like the principal has come to our house many times for a dinner party.
And you know that his name is actually Pepperoni Tony.
So Anthony, at some point, if you want to send me his actual name, I know his actual name.
Okay.
But I won't say anything.
Anthony Birch.
I was literally about to type Anthony Birch into Discord. Okay, so yeah, you see Pepperoni Tony walking around on his stealth video game pattern back and forth, and you manage to...
His cone of vision.
You manage to evade him by waiting for him to turn around and go, must have been nothing, and then you walk past him, and you manage to make it to the cafeteria.
He's actually talking about, like, a stray text that his wife said that didn't seem like it should have gone to his message.
She says, dick dad, dick me down, big Ralphie. He goes, must be nothing.
He's just pacing. He's just been pacing for hours.
Could have meant anything.
What was that noise?
Probably nothing.
Ralph's not far away from Tony.
Hey, Principal, she loves
the pepperoni. Come on, Tony, you got this. She loves the pepperoni. She a love of the pepperoni.
She's been spending a lot of time with Salami Tommy lately.
Salami Tommy.
My brother.
It's probably just a co-worker. It's just a prank. It's probably nothing.
Salami Tommy.
And his girlfriend, Bell Pepper. So inside the cafeteria... You get food.
Oh, does Scary not get caught?
When you do group roles, if half the people pass everything.
It's like a group class project.
But, nice. Like, you know, she's clearly there, visible.
They're all
new. She's just got the attitude.
He just didn't want to talk to Scary.
Yeah. As is the case with all teenagers that are desperate for attention, you are very easily ignored. So you feel your badges sort of pulling you to the cafeteria, and see, everything seems normal. Everybody's eating, having, well, not a good time, but like an okay time. It's fucking cafeteria to high school. Things are fine.
Some people are having a good time.
Some people are having a great time. Actually, of those people, you see the popular hot kids table.
So our table.
My table. Yeah, and Taylor struts up to it.
Yeah, where all of your friends are, Taylor.
Where all my friends are. Hey, what up, everybody? Chicken sandwiches. Oh, man.
They go, yeah, I know, it sucks. We were really hoping it would be beef stroganoff day. A beef stroganoff is so good to hear.
The jokes write themselves. That's what I love about beef stroganoff day. Am I right?
More like beef strogan on. I get beef strogan on turned on when. One of the pretty girls, Margarita, says, "Yeah, we're so happy you're back. We thought you were gone. We were gonna miss out on the burrito synopsis that you do. Your hilarious burrito synopsis is that you start every lunch with. Who are these other losers? Also,
oh, we're his new friends.
These are my coworkers."
Yeah.
You don't know me.
As you were introducing your coworkers/friends, Margarita...
Coworkers.
Colleague.
Yeah, your coworkers.
We're his associates.
So Margarita, like, goes, what is that? It smells like vomit. Oh, it's the mascot kid again. That is so disgusting. And she waves her...
You know what's
her.
Disgusting? Your name is Margarita Pizza.
She's so... As
whoa.
You say that, she goes... And is frozen with shock at how rude you're being to somebody of a higher social standing than you are.
Because she's the principal's kid. Her dad is Tony.
Pepperoni's kid is Margarita Pizza.
It's Margarita Pizza.
I'm just saying, stop being a bitch to my colleague.
So she goes, let me tell you something. Let me tell you one thing, she says, and pulls up a single finger.
If you were wondering if Anthony was doing a popular girl finger wag while doing this line, I just want you, dear listener, to know that absolutely, yes, he was.
And he's good at it.
And
it's
I'm good at it because I was a popular girl. We did the morning announcements, so like, maybe show some fucking respect. She pulls up a finger and goes, wait one fucking second when you talk to me like that. And in an instant, you hear what sounds like a horn blare. Really loud and really briefly, like for a millisecond, and then you hear a loud pop.
Skull trumpet. You guys ever see Skull Trumpet online?
Yes, like the dude from Skull Trumpet. You hear that dude skull really trumpet? Loud for a second, and then you hear a pop.
Got it.
Yes, thank you.
That the scary sound that happens?
Yeah, that's the scary sound that happens.
All right.
And then a pop, and then you see that suddenly Margarita's finger is missing. She goes, and then looks at the stump on her finger. Blood starts shooting out. She starts screaming.
And then I say, you were saying, bitch?
All our days whisked away. Is there something more to say? You know that no one knows us better than ourselves. Used to tell myself it'll be all right. Pretty lies let me sleep at night. I know that no one knows me better than myself. And I know I'll get this right. It's just a matter of time till we make it out alive. We gotta pick ourselves up and say,
not today, no, not today. We live for tomorrow, make steel and borrow, break where we can't change. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. I don't need your sorrow, come back tomorrow, I'll be on my way.
Dungeons & Daddies is Matt Arnold as Lincoln Wilson, Anthony Birch as our DM, Will Campos as Normal Oak, Beth May as Scary Marlowe, and myself, Freddie Wong, as Taylor Swift. Our esports announcer was Sancho West. You can follow him at Sancho West on Twitter. Theme song is On My Way by Maxton Waller. Brian Fernandez is our content producer. Ashley Nicolette is our community manager. Esther Ellis is our lead editor. Travis Reeves provides additional editing, and Robin Rapp is our transcriber. Special thanks to our patron, Lauren Gold, for the name of an item that we used in this episode. We do have a Patreon. You too can become one of those patrons. Fine folks such as Savy Ray, Twivels, Alex Parker, Kyle Roberts, Tristan Morris, Casper Thamdrup, Charles Palmer, Alejandro Yanes Pawlowski, Matt Restrepo, Zach Iggy, Zach, just plain Zach, Kit Ainsley, Ken Quick, Lorenzo S., Thomas P., Demon King, Matt, Jonathan Garcia, Robert Enriquez, and Raven. You can join that Patreon at patreon.com/dungeonsanddads, where you can find tons of bonus content, including an episode recap, behind-the-scenes discussion chat show. Last season, we called it Talking Dad. This season, it's called Teen Talk. We do put a lot of effort into making Patreon-exclusive content, so please check it out. It is at patreon.com/dungeonsanddads. Find something to fill the time between our episodes. Our store, by the way, just got a restock. We have new Fetch Quest stickers. We have a new It's Gonna Be Alright pin, and crucially, we have a restock on the Deck of Daddy Things. This is the perfect gift for the DM in your life, or for yourself, if you're a DM, if you're looking to inject some chaos into your campaigns. Basically, it's a physicalized 5e Deck of Many Things with an additional 22 dad-themed items we designed. So, you know, some of the things that can happen, your characters might draw the Birkenstocks card, which puts socks and sandals on their feet, giving them permanent -2 to all charisma checks, unless, of course, you're talking with another dad, in which case, that's not a +1 to charisma, because game-recognized game. My personal favorite card is the Skipper card, which gives your party a boat, but also bankrupts your party because, you know, like, boats are expensive. Our website is dungeonsanddaddies.com. Our store is store.dungeonsanddaddies.com. Our Twitter, Dungeons and Dads. Our subreddit, Dungeons and Daddies. Next episode's coming out March 8th. We will see you then. Today, no, not today. We live for tomorrow. Make steel and borrow. Brave where we can't change. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no.
You know what? They're not locks.
What are they?
What are they?
Combination locks?
This is some real Borderlands stuff.
I'm starting to think some of those gamers had a point.
Too many keys. Too many memes.